Okay, I think it's the time to start it. So good afternoon, everyone. My name is Changhyun Kim, and master degree student in NDSU Plant Science. I'm the moderator of the today's section. So let's get started. And the first presenter is Junjun Park. She will present the optimization of a method using ENOS.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for giving me this chance to introduce my work. I'm Junjun Fan, a PhD candidate of Nanjing Forestry University. And now I'm studying in the University of Georgia as a visiting scholar for 1 year. Today I'm talking about the optimization of mallus spring cessation floral aroma determination using electronic nose. We know floral aroma includes aliphatics, benzenoids, terpenes, nitrogen, and sulfur-containing compounds. It's about 1% of plant secondary metabolites, and the center of the flower is used to attract the insects for the purpose of pollination, but it's also one of the key factors of invoking human appreciation. The MC's techniques of floral aroma is mainly include sensory evaluation and GC mass, but is a little, we know it's difficult to objectively describe the smells, and the measurement of the GC mass is a little complex and higher cost and take long time to test. Maybe generally one sample need more than one hour to test. So how to detect the fragrance of the flower quickly and accurately remains to be explored. Electronic nose is a kind of a factory simulation test tool. It can recognize the single or complex odor quickly and completely. Maybe generally one sample only need 1 minute to test. It has been widely used in the food science, medicine, and safety. So it's really significant to apply this machine into the detection of the flower aroma. So in this study, we screened the optimal condition for the crepe apple flower using the ENOS, hope to establish the ENOS standardized measurement technique. We use the mallus spring sensation as the materials because it has the loaded flowers, long flowering duration, and the medium aroma intensity. The optimal condition for this cultivar will be applied into other cultivars of the crepe apple. And five factors with four levels were designed as the orthogonal testing, collecting time, flowering stage, sample quantity, hand space, equilibrium, temperature, and duration. So there are a total 16 treatments. And a pen 3 portable ENOS was applied in this experiment. Parameter settings are shown as follows. To make it easier to understand, let's look at the sketch of the principle of the ENOS. The structure of this device composed of three parts, assembling operator, a sensor array unit, and a pattern recognition software. And these 10 sensors are made of the metal oxide semiconductor sensors. When the sample gas pumped into the ENOS, the conductivity of these sensors will be changed from G0 to G after contacting these volatile compounds. It means these sensors will be changed the chemical signal into the physical signal. Then the physical signal can be analyzed by the pattern recognition methods. Last, this symbol can be discriminated or recognized. Different sensors have different sensibility to the volatile compounds. This table showed the characters of these pensory enols. As you can see, some sensitive compounds are belong to the floral aroma compounds. The results include three parts. First of all, let's look at what the enols data looks like. As you can see, in the 50 seconds measuring time, the 10 sensors of the data of 10 sensors showed a trend increasing first and then steady. We took the mean of the 40 to 45 second as the enols data for one repeat, and then the 10 sensors formed a circle of 10 dimensions, like it looks like the radar. So based on the response value of the 10 sensors on the 16 treatments, the radar diagram was contracted as follows. We can see there are different significant difference between the in the sensibility of the 10 sensors, and the value response value is from 0.8 to 8, but the sensors 1, 3, 4, 5 had the low detection. Other sensors have higher response, and there are significant difference in the 16 treatments, which indirectly reflect that the difference of the treatments had a significant difference on the measurement of the enols. The effect of the different factors on the measurement of enols are shown as table 4. As we can see, the collecting time had the greatest impact on the measurement of the enols. Temperature is second, flowering stage is third, sample quantity is fourth, and the equilibration duration had the least influence on the measurement of enols. From this conclusion, we can sort that the biologic clock of the flower has the greatest influence on the releasing of the flowering aroma of the crab apple. To screen the best, the optimal conditions, the principal component analysis was conducted as follows. The first two components accounted for 99.49% of the total variance, which means that these two components can better reflect the total information of the sample. As we can see from this figure, these six treatments with higher discrimination degree had no interaction with other treatments. Further, the response value of the 10 sensors in the fourth treatments is sincerely higher than other treatments, and the fifth and the sixth were followed. Considering the flowering time of crab apple is from April to May, and the temperature is about 20 centigrade, And the blooming stage is a wonderful time for the enjoying. So the sixth treatment is the optimal condition for the rapid determination of the inos. So here are the conclusions. We got the optimal condition. And for the further work, I would to explore the relationship between the compositions and the sensors of the inos, and take the AlphaGo to smell the aroma and explore the releasing regularity of the crab apple. The last I really thank for the Crab Apple Research Lab of the NFU and the Wood Plant Lab of the UGA. Studying in these two labs, I'm experiencing a transition from loving only crab apple to love more plants. That's the Dr. Donglin's hope for me. I really thank for that, and I thank to these two projects. Thank you very much. Any questions? Yes.
So why did you pick the minimum use of the ENOL at 14.5 seconds?
Because you can see the question is why I use the data from 40 to 45th, because the data of the inos character is increasing first and then steady. The steady area, both these area can be used, the data can be used. So because it's steady, so I choose the 40 to 45. It's okay if I choose to 30 from 40. It's okay because it's steady. Thank you. Thank you very much.